Welcome to I Fix It Up Life.
Money can't buy you love, but it can buy mega makeovers and imperial improvements that make the hair on your neck stand up when you hear about them.
At the nexus of the big time build, DIY Network's million dollar contractor, Stephen Finucane, regales us with tales of building when budget doesn't matter.
And Ahmed Hassan, celebrity landscaper and original DIY Network yard crasher, brings the bullion outside for gold standard landscapes that you have to hear about to believe.
Today, money is no object on My Fix It Up Life.
It's time to bring beauty back in your next project by Seeing Red. Born to beat the elements, Western Red Cedar is awesome for outdoor rooms, decks, fences, pergolas, and more. Inside, cedar is a sweet choice for hope chests, highlight walls, and woodworking projects, big and small. Stable, chemical-free, and safe, cedar is a natural choice. So bring beauty back to the yard and punch up projects inside the house. For more information and ideas, see red at wrcla.org.
Rebuilding Together believes that everyone deserves to live in a safe and healthy home. For nearly 25 years, Rebuilding Together has provided critical home repairs for low-income homeowners in need. With support from volunteers and skilled professionals, Rebuilding Together affiliates complete 10,000 rebuild projects every year, working to revitalize and stabilize vulnerable neighborhoods and communities across the country. Join Rebuilding Together and rebuild in your community. Find out how you can make a difference and get involved at rebuildingtogether.org.
And you are inside My Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
And my wife, Teresa. And I am going over the top.
You're going over the top. It's time for glamour. Time for fun.
Bringing it big time.
You're wearing your bow tie shirt.
When contractors get together, you know this from hanging around with our friends, a lot of stories begin with, I had a job once that. And
yeah.
That's how...
And that's one of the things that you talk about when you're having a nice, you know, nice glass of beer.
Yeah, a couple glaciers of beer.
When you're having, is it an indoor beer or is it an outdoor
beer? That's a whole other conversation.
Animal.
But when you get to the million-dollar contractor level, that conversation takes on a different...
Oh, and you know what? We so happen to have a million-dollar contractor on the line right now, Mark. How convenient is that?
Stephen Finucane, bring us over the top, man.
How are
Hello
you?
Hello there.
It's so good to hear from you. We're excited to talk
Great
to you.
Great to hear from you guys. So you guys want some million-dollar jobs, some of the crazy stuff that I've done. Well, I've got quite a few.
Okay.
Quite a few. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm sitting down. I'm buckled in. I'm ready to go.
All right. How many times have you been offered to go to a mountain in the Middle East so you can hand-pick the countertop from the mountain itself?
I would say that's somewhere between zero and zero.
Please tell me you're going to the Swiss Alps or whatever to mine granite off the mountain. Are you kidding me?
When I was younger and I was bidding for a big financial guy for a project, the stipulation was if I wanted the job, they wanted me to go to Afghanistan to pick out the stone from the mountain. I Googled Afghanistan. Google was in style back then. And I said, oh, look, there's a war with Russia. I think I'm going to turn this project down.
Oh, my Lord. Really? They wanted
to... Exactly what happened. I was like, no go.
Can I ask you a serious question? Because that's just so ridiculous. I can't believe it. What's wrong with the rocks, like, I don't know, in upstate New York?
It's here. That's what's wrong with it. It's here.
Oh.
They want something that they can talk about with their friends saying, you see this countertop? I picked it with my contractor from the mountain, and then I told the people on the mountain, cut it out.
Wow.
And that's what they want. It's all about who has what and where. I've been paid five figures to bodyguard a cat on a renovation. The cat was diabetic. They did not have any kids, and you know, if some people who don't have kids, their pets are their kids. The cat was 17 years old. And they simply put it that, Stephen, we don't want to displace the cat because we're afraid something is going to happen. So the cat's going to get depressed, maybe pass away. So they hired me to hire a bodyguard, two people, all day long would follow the cat and then the cat would stay there, and we would have a person sleep in the renovation full-time for 8 months so the cat could get its shots. The doctor would come every day to give it its insulin, and the cat coexisted with us for an entire eight-month period.
Oh, my Lord. And the cat was still, like, it's 18 years old, so it's not, didn't have a long lifespan left either.
I never had panic attacks about the safety and security of a cat until I started that project.
Unbelievable. Absolutely.
Some people think about, when's the job going to get done? All I could think about is, the cat okay?
Now, have you ever been... Have you ever been asked to do something crazy for a pet owner, like an insane dog something or cat something?
Like some shelter or runway?
You're going to love it.
Okay.
You're going to love it. It's happening right now. It's going to actually be on season 4 of Million Dollar Contractor. I am being paid to build a chicken coop that replicates the house that the people live in. It's got a chimney. It's got windows. It's got gutter, it's got cedar siding on it, and it's a chicken coop. So now, not only do I work for the millionaires, I work for chickens too.
You're building for chickens. I absolutely love that. I think that's a cute idea, having a structure, like a mini structure. I've thought about that for playhouses, and I think it's sweet, but I've never heard of a chicken coop that's so luxurious.
Where are you getting, like, quarter-scale gutters? And, like, are you having it all made by an artist somewhere in a studio?
The cedar, you know, we rip the cedar ourselves. We frame the house ourselves. The only thing that's aluminum is the gutters, so I had a local guy around my neighborhood make me some mini gutters. We do not have cable yet, and we do not have the hot tub, but the chickens have not approved the change order yet, but they are coming with it. The one thing I did learn about chicken coops, and it's something that everyone should know, is if you're going to have chickens in a lot of towns, they don't allow you to have a stationary coop. So if you put it on wheels, you can move it, you can have it.
So if you move it 6 inches,
to that out.
Yeah, that's a great end around for the building code of chicken coops.
Well, and also for the chickens, if they get bored of one part of the lawn, they can move it, you know, depending on the season, you know, what kind of trees are, right, honey?
Well, of course.
Because the chickens are care about that stuff.
Chicken RV.
Oh my God, it's too funny.
This is another one.
Okay.
I was hired to auction, to go to England, and King Henry VIII's barn was being auctioned off, and the client wanted me to go out there, inspect it. It was a 10,000-square-foot barn, and if we had won the bidding, I was going to bring it back, and it was going to be his house in the Hamptons.
No way.
I lost.
I didn't think
it was worth as much as it went for.
How much?
Almost $1.6 million.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Which doesn't include putting it on a boat.
Yes.
Bringing it here.
Nope. That was just to buy it, and then we still had to bring it. We still had to erect it. We still had to do everything. It was just the exterior frame, but it was King Henry VIII's barn, one of his barns, and the client wanted. I also had to go to Italy. I had a client in the Hamptons who saw something in Napoli, and they wanted me to go and match the finish on the exterior on a new house that I was building. I get out there. I find the house. I find the builder. I find that the builder had passed away, and I wasn't going home empty-handed. So around 12:30 in the night, I crawled down on my chest and on my arms, and as if I was in a war, I literally staked all the way to the house, chipped a piece of the stucco off, and ran. Ran back into the car and told the guy to drive. I actually stole a piece of a siding off a house in Napoli, Italy, brought it back, had it tested to find out it was stucco.
Oh, my goodness. That is hilarious.
So if you see someone in your backyard with a black mask on ripping a piece of your vinyl siding off,
yeah,
it's probably million-dollar contractor Stephen Finucca.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
And it's funny because I said if I was going to die, I was going to have a good meal. So I took a cab to Sorrento, had some veal, and then went to the house and chipped away at it.
Oh, my goodness. Now, do you find, as a tastemaker of your own, that taste and money go together?
Not necessarily. Sometimes I've seen people who've had a lot of money and have absolutely no idea what to do with it and no taste whatsoever. Then again, I'll even go further. I've seen people, I think the people with less money, the better the taste, because they're open to ideas and they're always looking for something good, as opposed to the people who do have money, expect to have the answers and the new things just handed to them.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, you got a big enough checkbook, you can get anything you want when you want it, I suppose, right?
Yeah. I mean, Mark, Teresa, though, you know, we work hard at what we do, and we work hard at it because we're fighters, we're survivors, and we're hungry. If we weren't hungry, we would just sit down, watch TV, and hope somebody else inspires us. Instead, you and Teresa inspire many others, and that's huge. And that makes you wealthy in my book.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that's high praise.
That is really so sweet. Thank you so much.
Hands together, and my head is bowing down to you right now. Panuka bows down to Mark and Teresa.
Wow.
I think Mark's going to make that his ringtone.
Yeah, that's my new ringtone,
yeah,
by the way.
I think so.
And I will have
right.
Shameless, my husband is.
And all four people who know me, I will get to call me.
Hey, I'll give you one better. This is Steve Panuka, the Million Dollar Contractor. You're listening to My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa, my heroes.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. I love it. Now, speaking of heroes, there's a picture on your Facebook page of you sitting with Penny Marshall.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I love her. She, talent, the whole thing. She seems like she's fantastic, and you look like you're in love with her.
She is amazing. Now, a lot of people, there's that one picture when I'm looking up at the sky. The reason I'm looking up at the sky, at the very end of the beginning of Laverne and Shirley, they're standing at the conveyor belt looking up at the sky as everything is passing them. And I figured, you know what, let's take a bit of Laverne and Shirley, and I'll give you a great story about Penny Marshall. First off, she's a girl from the Bronx, down to earth, says it, calls it like it is. She is one of the few people that I know that are that brilliant and famous that really has it still together. So I'm with her at a party. We go outside. We're hanging outside. She's with a young lady with glasses. I figure this is my chance to get a photo with me and Penny. I take my iPhone out. I ask the young lady. I tapped her. I tapped her very lightly in the arm. And I said, can you take a picture with my phone? She looked like I had six heads. She takes the picture, gives me the phone back, tells Penny, I'll see you inside, looks at me as if she wants to smack me. I look at Penny, I go, that was awkward. She goes, it's not every day someone slaps Annie Leibovitz with an iPhone and says, take a picture.
Oh, my goodness.
My jaw just hit the ground and kept going.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, man. Only you.
Picture. Yeah. They call me Finuca Gump. life is a box of nails, and this one's bent.
Oh, my goodness. I love that. Unfortunately, or we have to go to break, so.
Oh, check out Stephen Finuca at Stephen Finuca on Twitter. Check out his Facebook page, and check out Million Dollar Contractor. We'll be back with more of My Fix It Up Live.
Love you guys.
No-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with ThermaTrue fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting ThermaTrue.com and Fipon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
And you're inside my fix-it-up life with my wife, Teresa.
And my husband, Mark. And this is your favorite time of year. It's springtime, springtime.
Right. I also need it to be sponsored by some type of allergy medicine because I have mega hay fever.
You do. It's so funny that your favorite time of year to be outside and to get in the dirt and building stuff with wood and getting all crazy is also the time of year where you're allergic to it.
Ironical.
Ironic.
Isn't it?
Yeah, kind of funny.
Now, I wonder how our guest, Ahmed Hassan, would feel about having allergies and being a landscaper.
Oh, man. Luckily, I don't have any allergies. Ta-da!
Oh. Well, you must be a professional then.
I dislike you.
I don't know what it is. Part of me thinks, you know, because allergies are one of those things you can get it at any time. And my kids have allergies and my wife has allergies. I grew up outside and in the country most of my life as a child. So I was always outside. I was used to all this pollen stuff. I don't know if it has something to do with people aren't outside enough and that's why they have so many allergies.
You know,
I'm not sure. I'm not going to stake a claim to it.
You know, that's kind of similar to, like, the whole daycare thing. The more you're around the germs as a child, then the less sick you are. And the more that you eat all kinds of stuff, the less that you get sick from it. So I'm curious, though, as a child, were you, like, building the primitive hut outside? Were you just, like, totally out and being all, like, what is it, the Lagoon movie, the Blue Lagoon or something?
What are you talking about? Ahmed, I have no idea what's happening. We went to Blue Lagoon. Did you have a home?
She's your wife.
Seriously.
Up in a building? Was there a doctor at your birth?
I am a merman, yes. Thank you for telling all of my business.
Ahmed Hassan, you heard it here first. Something. He's a merman. It's totally true.
I think there is something to be said for, okay, yes, I spend the majority of my life outside. I'm more comfortable outside. I love it outdoors. You know, and I think so many people gravitate towards landscaping and gardening because there is really this meditative quality of it. The plants don't argue. They don't talk smack to you. They don't say anything. They're just there. And you get to take dominion over them and manipulate them and create whatever you want with them, even if it's hideous. The plant can't do anything about it. It's totally defenseless. So I think that's one of the reasons why, you know, landscaping and gardening is such the type of work that people really gravitate towards. And I think me being outside most of my life, because I've been doing landscaping all of my life, maybe that does contribute to why I don't have allergies.
Yeah.
But today I was told you guys want to talk about these mega landscape makeovers and million-dollar makeovers and all of that. Is that correct, or did I hear something incorrect?
Oh, that is so true, and now that it's sort of like a meditative, primal experience of being outside where you can, you know, be the king of the castle and sort of control everything, kind of like a power play, a meditative power play of like, So tell us, what kind of power plays have you been doing on nature?
You know, my thing is, it's funny because depending on who you talk to, you know, having some fabulous, wonderful outdoor living space, like the spaces that I created for years as we built the show Yard Crashers, those spaces were not million-dollar yards. They felt like million-dollar yards. We put all of the bling and all of the goodies and the technology and all of the features that you would have in a million-dollar landscape. But these days, the beauty of it is that it doesn't have to cost you $1 million. You don't have to be rich to do this. Now, you do have to spend some money on it, I mean, unless you run into one of the crashers or something like that and you're just going to get hooked up. But, you know, I do landscape still. I still take on $10,000 projects. They're little quickies. You know, we're in and out of there in a couple of days. It's nice. But right now I'm working on one that's a $300,000 project. It's not even – and this is the biggest one I've ever worked on. I've never even done a $1 million landscape. My partner has, my contractor that I'm bringing in, he does a lot of $600,000 projects and $1 million landscapes.
Okay, so I want to know, and I think everybody else listening wants to know too, how do you wield your magic and make those yards that you make over look like they're $1 million makeover without spending all of the money? Like, what are your secrets?
The secrets are, decide on what you want, right? Decide on what features you want. If you want water features, write down water features. So the first part is you have to dream it. A lot of people have a hard time dreaming. You know, they're like, oh, I can't afford it. So they think, well, because I can't afford it, I'm not even going to dream it. So if you can't dream it, you can't have it, period. So dream it up. There's options with how much it costs. It's like saying a car. Dream up the car you want. We're not going to talk about the price. Just dream up the car you want. Okay, now we know it has four wheels, right? Because otherwise it's not a car, it's a motorcycle. Okay, and it's got windows, and it's got how many doors? Okay, two doors or four doors, okay? And you start narrowing it down, and you narrow it down, and you narrow it down. But you have to start with the dream or the brainstorm. And that's what I do as a designer and a builder, is I work with homeowners and their budgets to figure out what we're going to do. If they have $1 million budget for the landscape, woo, it's going to be fun, and it's going to be intense. Because people who have $1 million to put in their landscape, trust me, they're intense to work for.
Wait, now, here's a question, and I don't really have to ask because I already know the answer, but what what goes, how do you spend $1 million or $300,000 or $100,000 on your backyard? Like, how
I'm going to tell you.
Are you planting diamonds?
So you can get a, no. You could do that. You know, depending, some people really money is no object to them. Like, some people have it like that. I have a partner who, it's just between you and I, okay, you guys? Larry Ellison, the owner of Oracle, a partner of mine, is a landscape contractor. He runs a business, and he had the opportunity. He was out on Larry Ellison's property one time, and he told me, he's like, dude, this guy has light fixtures around his landscape. Landscape light fixtures that cost $10,000 a pop. He said the gardeners were in, they had little satchels over their shoulder, and they all wore matching berets, polo shirts with their collars all popped. They were deadheading the camellias off of his shrubs. Some people have it like that. They live in a very different reality than Ahmed does. But it's very easy to, it's easy to spend this money, and it's also easy, and it's fun for me, to create beautiful outdoor living spaces, and they don't have to cost $1 million. So the thing is, there's options. So the cheapest fire feature you can have in your backyard, the cheapest fire feature, right, is you dig a hole, a shallow hole, and you throw a log in there and you light it on fire and you say, that's my fire pit.
That's
the
kind,
right?
We have. I'm too poor for the hole,
a little bit
actually.
More, exactly. You want to spend a little bit more, put a little bit more effort, maybe you'll put a ring of rocks around it. Boom, fire pit, right? You want to spend a little bit more money, you're like, I don't want to burn on the soil anymore. I want to lift my fire up a little bit so it can get closer to me. Then you can go to Home Depot or Lowe's or something like that, and you buy one of those little metal frames, and it's got a little bowl in it, right? You can get that for like between $50 and $100. Some fancy schmancy ones that look like it's more of a piece of furniture are going to cost you a few hundred dollars. Oh, you don't want to burn wood fire because it's polluting the air, so now you want to go to propane. Whoop, now it's going to step it all up a notch. It's going to cost you a little bit more. But you're burning clean, and you got options. Now you got propane. It's mobile. You want to step it up a notch even better than that? You can do natural gas. Now you got to plumb a line in there. You got to pull permits. You got to have, you know, a qualified professional to help you with that. You're going to run natural gas off your. It just keeps going up and up and up. Oh, now your fire feature has to have a seating feature around it. Oh, you want a big fire feature. Oh, you want to show off. You want a 6-foot wide fire feature. Oh, okay. So the dream just keeps growing and growing and growing. And, of course, if the dream grows, the cost grows.
It makes perfect sense. And
so
right
people
now,
that have the $1 million landscape, those landscapes are what you call, in a word, badass.
Yes. That's the best word ever, by the way.
Very good descriptive word.
I don't know if it's one word, if it's hyphenated, if it's
I
two
think it's
words.
One word.
One word,
it's
inner
one
cap?
Word. Yeah, B-A-D-A-S-S, one word. And it's not even, it's that's not a curse word. It's an adjective, badass. It's a description word.
So, okay, so
My mind is going crazy. Yeah. I'm thinking about guys in berets, and I'm thinking about a whole lineup of different kinds of fire features, because I can just see you wanting to go outside to build every single one that he just mentioned.
Oh, and he's not joking. I've read a book about Larry Ellison, and his whole thing was, like, imported from Japan. It's wild.
Yeah, but, you're right. And he has a Japanese garden.
Yes. He had, like, the rocks imported from the Rockies. It was just preposterous.
Yeah.
And he had an artist do it, and it's crazy.
Well, I want to know,
Some people have it like that, though. You know, that's the cool thing. I've met some people. I've walked their properties, and I'm just walking around. Like, they have a man-made lake on their property. They have a lake that was designed from what Lake Tahoe looks like in Northern California and the Reno border. But they have their own custom lake with a boat. They've got fish stocked in it, and they planted all these trees. I'm like, oh, my God. And you know what? The guy who drove me out here to go look at this billionaire's property blindfolded me.
What?
He wouldn't even drive me down the road. He blindfolded me. We made a left turn. He said, bro, I got to put this on you. It's kind of like it's just the rules because he worked for the guy. And I'm just like, are you kidding me? You blindfold me?
That's
I can't even
security.
See how to get to this property? Dude, underground parking, statues throughout this property. They had $50,000 statues, just like, I don't know, there was like a dozen of them. Their head foreman on the property lived in a Victorian home that they moved onto the property for the head foreman, and they had, I don't know, 75 staff members that just took care of the grounds also living on the property over in the back corners. Dude, it's ridiculous. It is ridiculous.
That is absolutely amazing. And I've always thought that the creepiest statue would be the statue that you make of yourself that you put in your own yard.
So, Ahmed, in the 30 seconds we have left, if you have one feature that you're going to build a landscape around that you love, is it a pergola? Is it plants? Fire pit? What is it for you that anchors the landscape?
If I could do anything that I wanted?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I would probably build an underground hangout spot, like almost like a bunker, but it would just be this place to just hang out where you have to like walk down through these tunnels and you open up to this world, and it's just like, it's awesome. You can have parties there, it's everything, but it's all underground, so it's climate controlled, it's totally private, it's protected, so if you did need to use it as a bomb shelter, you could. I'm just saying, you know. But,
$1 million makeover and doomsday prep. You got to find out more.
I just think it'd be cool.
Ahmad and Ahmed at Twitter. Follow him on Facebook. I think he's got 1 billion followers. All his quotes that I see there are inspirational. So breathe with us into a break. We'll be back with more of my Fix It Up Live.
Watch the walls break. Be what you intake. Be the love. The love.
Got paint prep? Do it the hard way, not the hard way, with Hyde's 14-in-1 multi-tool. It scrapes paint, spreads spackle, sets nails, it even cleans rollers. It screws and unscrews just about anything. There's even a bottle opener. Buy it online at Amazon.com.
You're back inside My Fix It Up Life, and we're at the end of the show.
So check out more how-to fun at MyFixItUpLife.com. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and see what we're pinning on Pinterest.
Watch our videos on YouTube and listen to more shows at Blog Talk Radio, 1520 AM in Philly, and on iTunes.
And email us at info@MyFixItUpLife.com. We love to hear your home improvement successes, your challenges, and your ideas.
So make life fun and join us next time for more My Fix It Up Life.
You might be a mistletop into a tree, and I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad you walked into my life, into my Fix It Up Life. This is my Fix It Up Life.
to me.